So these growers in West Virginia, they're essentially doing research, and they're biding their time until the sale of the plant becomes legal in the state. You mentioned in your article that some similar work is happening in Kentucky, but they're kind of a few years ahead of West Virginia in the process. So if Kentucky and other states are doing similar research on hemp, why does it need to be done in West Virginia?
If you wanted to start a tomato farm tomorrow, you could call the West Virginia Extension Service and ask them anything you wanted to know about growing tomatoes. And they could tell you, because we have decades and decades of research about the best way to grow tomatoes in West Virginia. There is no data whatsoever about the best way to grow hemp in West Virginia. Eventually they hope to transition these hemp farms into big industrial projects producing tons and tons of this stuff every year. But as of right now, we don't know the best way to go about it. So that's where the research comes in. These are the initial baby steps toward figuring out how best to make hemp work in West Virginia.
So there is this need for research now, but there's some confusion as to whether or not private farmers can also grow and market hemp. So tell us a little bit about that.
There was some contention in the legislature earlier this year as part of a rules bundle that lawmakers were passing in the last minutes of the session. There was a tiny little tweak changed to the Department of Agriculture's rules for the hemp program that excluded private growers. And that was because some lawmakers felt that that rule allowing private growers to participate in the research program exceeded the authority that the Farm Bill had given to states, because the Farm Bill, in their view, only allowed for State Department of Agriculture's and colleges and universities to do the research. They were worried that basically the feds would swoop in and confiscate all this hemp that's being grown on private farms. Now, the Department of Agriculture reads that law a little bit differently. They think that because the federal law gives state departments of agriculture the authority to research, they can, because they're part of this research, they're overseeing all of these private growers, they think that meets the requirements of the law.
One portion of the story that really stuck out to me is this idea that these people are doing this work, they are farming this crop, and once they harvest it, they essentially at this point have nothing to do with it. You know, they're not making money off of it. And yet they seem to have such an interest.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is something that, I mean, it almost made me want to put down my notebook and pen and go plant some hemp, because the people who are involved with this are so passionate about it. I think of J. Morgan Leach, who's with the West Virginia Hemp Farmers Cooperative. He sees a future where we have all these abandoned facilities up and down the Ohio River. He sees a future where all of those warehouses are filled with hemp products, and we've got barges going up and down the river, you know, loaded down with this stuff. The people who are into it really think that it has a future, and that's why they're willing to take the risk. That's why they're willing to plant these research crops, and knowing that there's not really anything to do with them, but they want to get that initial research done so that eventually it can grow into something more.
As you talk to them about, you know, their dreams and their hopes for what this industry could be, obviously we mentioned that it's a Schedule I drug, and that's something that happens at the federal level. But is there anything at the state level that these hemp growers would like to see happen that could help the industry thrive and grow like they want it to?
It's really on Congress at this point. It's a dilemma similar to the one that's faced by states that have legalized recreational marijuana use. Until the federal laws change, states aren't willing to make a huge investment in this because, you know, if, let's say, a different administration comes in and their views on things aren't quite as lax as the Obama administration has been on this particular kind of thing, you know, everything could change overnight, so they don't want to put all their eggs in that basket until there's some guarantee that the federal government is behind them. There's apparently a bill working its way through Congress that would legalize hemp, but I mean, we've seen what Congress, how well Congress works together. I mean, I don't know how much hope there is for that, but certainly the people who are into the hemp industry here in West Virginia have high hopes for that, and that's what it's really going to take to make this a big cash crop for West Virginia.